Listen up, Australia. They're not here.
They're not here.
They're off enjoying a beer and a very long lunch.
So we've got some best bits for you.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Good afternoon. It's your old pal Dangerous Dave here. Chain and Mick back next Monday to drive you home with Kennedy Malloy. Although it's been the Rostered Week Off, there's some goodness coming up for you this afternoon. Charlie Pickering, he's tanned. He's been in New York City and he did something very unmanly. Charlie Pickering coming up soon. Remember Dougie the pizza guy? Looks nothing like he did back in the 90s. We took your call on hottest people in commercials. That's coming up later. Anne Edmonds, funny woman, love her. But she's got something to say on the public displays of affection topic. Anne Edmonds will be joining us in the second hour. But up next, Mick loses the Take 5 Radio Hottest Hunk competition and was not happy, because he wants to let you know how sexy he really is. Mick will explain more right after this, thanks to Makita and the Cordless Power Garden Range. You can find your authorised dealer at makita.com.au. It's Kennedy Malloy.
Standing in line to see the show tonight, and there's a light on, heavy glow. Waiting for Danny the girl is singing songs to me beneath the marquee overlook.
Stick knife, car chop, con job, hooker.
Skin that flick, she's such a little DJ. Get that quick, my street's been on the freeway. Turn that.
Jane and Mick back next week. Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off now. You got Dangerous Dave here. Now, Mick Malloy, he lost the Take 5 Radio Hottest Hunk competition and he was not happy. I think Ray Hadley won it, didn't he? Wasn't happy. So in true Mick style, he needed you guys to call up and tell him how great he is.
Australia's hottest radio hunk has been revealed.
Oh, this was his top five? Oh, here we go.
Take 5 magazine.
Take 5 magazine.
Can you get some champagne cork poppy music or something?
Sure.
Here?
Yeah,
I'll get
well, Mick, you were...
It was the top 25?
You were in the top 25.
And I'm in
around
it.
Australia.
Okay.
In it. And
so
this has been very hard for us not to be able to reveal to you all day.
Can I say, Tom tipping top three?
Well, look... We've had to have a media blackout in the office.
Yeah.
And, well, there's
like
no
to
difference
to
you.
Voted for me.
Just hang on a minute. Do you remember when we first started talking about it that you were a bit, you poo-pooed it a bit. You went, oh, I'm not up for that. What am I?
Why would I be interested in that?
Yeah. Well, let's just reminisce. Let's go back to what we had a conversation about. I want to be very careful about how I promote this because you don't want to be involved. You just say, Jane, lay off. Don't push my barrow on this.
Well, so yeah. When you think basically you are on FM Radio's Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, well, it's not really complimentary.
Like I am. You don't need to self-promote yourself. When you're one of the giants.
Yeah. You might have probably wanted to rethink that.
Oh, okay. Oh, this doesn't sound good.
Well,
enjoy yourself.
Oh, yeah. Now, for a start, you know what's hilarious? Mm. It actually was announced on the Today Show.
No one's seen it then. So no one knows.
No, everybody does know.
So people are still...
And it was announced...
Still left in the dark as to who won.
By your girlfriends, Georgie and Deb. Now,
If they had a vote, I would have won it. They'd love me.
I'm not sure about that. Mm. Would you like to know who the radio hunk of Australia is? I'll hand you over to Deb Knight and Georgie Gardner.
Take 5's hottest radio hunk 2019. And the winner is Ray Hadley.
Ho! Oh! What?
Yes, Ray Hadley.
Ray Hadley.
There you go. I mean.
I can see it. He's a bull of a man.
Right.
And,
Well, Ray said that he.
So I'm second. Was I second?
Would you like me?
Shut up, Dave.
How about I go? I'll just randomly. So let me start at 25. That's Gussie Wallen.
Oh, Gus.
Going well there, Gus.
In my opinion, Gus is a good looking rooster.
Okay, so he came 25th.
Slightly portly.
Yes. But a very good, handsome
smart
man. Ed Cavalier came at 22. That's not.
Oh, tell me I beat Hughesy. Please.
Please. Just keep going.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Sam Pang.
Pang?
He came in at number 12.
Oh, okay.
Tim Blackwell. your nemesis. He's on air right now.
He's got that kind of skinny jeans, creepy feel.
He came in at number eight.
Eight.
So things are looking good for you, Mick.
Oh, you'd think so, wouldn't you?
Brendan Jones. You've never liked
Jonesy
Brendan.
Is as you've ugly as the day is
he's
born.
Not.
He's
not.
I can't look him in the eye.
What are you, he's all right.
It's avert you.
Number six. Kyle Sandilands. You've beaten Kyle. You've beaten Hello. Brendan Jones, Tim Blackwell and Sam Pang.
Oh, you're top five.
Fusey.
Coming
in,
can we have a drum roll, please?
Fusey's in the top five.
I don't know
whole
if
things.
You have one.
Yeah.
Coming in at number five.
Top five.
Of the Take Five. Hottest Radio Hunks.
Biggie.
Mick Malloy.
Yay!
Cop that, you ugly idiots.
Well, let me read out 4, 3, 2, and 1. Number four is Marty Sheargold. Number three is Luke Darcy from Triple M Hot Breakfast in Melbourne. And number two, Dave Husey.
Oh, you got beaten by Husey.
So it's a funny thing, is it? Is it? It's one of those novelty where you... It's like getting Bodie McBoakface through as the name.
Do you want to hear what Ray Hadley actually mentioned you this morning? What? He was interviewed on the Hot Breakfast in Melbourne because Luke Darcy was pissed off.
Because he went hard.
He thought he had in the bag.
Big campaign.
He didn't.
On.
And Ray Hadley came as a surprise to quite a few people.
Yes.
Funnily enough, let's have a listen to what Ray had to say.
Husey, good luck, son. The one thing I'm worried about is that Marty Sheargold and Mick Malloy didn't make the final two. I mean, that's a reflection on the quality of the field.
Hey, he makes a good point. Because Ray, like me, you know, there's a certain type of person who guys want to be and girls want to do.
Okay.
And I
know what you're saying about Ray's got it. He's aspirational
I could
for
be
you.
In the... I could be Radio Bachelor. I could be the Bachelor.
Radio's Bachelor.
Girls, give us a call and tell me how sexy I am.
Who wants to go out with Mick?
Sharon's on the line. Hi, Sharon.
Sharon.
Do you find me hot?
Hello. I certainly do, Mick. You're the only man that I aspire to bring beer from the fridge for.
Oh, my God. Oh, you had me at beer. Now, Sharon, I like you. What's your suggestion there? But you realise that's about an 18-hour shift.
Like, it's a lot of work.
You're going to be clocking up some Ks.
I can do that.
Oh, I can't
Thanks,
wait.
Thanks, Sharon.
Yeah, a little pair of rug boots.
I'll have a chat to you
great.
Off air.
Sharon. I like it.
Ashley.
Hello.
What's going on? You a bit keen on Mickey here?
Oh, yeah.
Ashley.
You have fine taste in men, Ashley.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Are you mentally undressing me at the moment?
It's going to take her a long time. Ashley.
I'm trying not to. I'm driving.
Hey.
What do you think about Mick getting top five for Take Five magazine?
I'm pissed that he got fifth.
Mm-hmm. Well, where would you have me?
Top.
On top, which
on
is
top.
Exactly where Steady I like
on.
It.
Hold it on, you guys. Get a room, why don't
Thanks,
you?
Thanks, Ashley. Prize for Ashley.
What has Carmel got to say? Hi, Carmel.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Mick.
Hi.
I'm probably in the minority here. I actually wouldn't date Mick.
What?
Why not,
Are
Carmel?
You a lesbian?
What doesn't
Sorry. Are you... What? Carmel, what's wrong? What? On the complete picture.
Mick, I love your professional work. I reckon you're awesome.
Oh, that's a slap down, mate.
Here it comes.
It's a physical thing. It's not the athletic field that I like.
I think we're done.
I don't think we are.
We've got any
What trials. About Laurie? Last one.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Laurie, how are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Oh, well.
Okay. I like Laurie's
not
voice.
A minute.
Stay on the line afterwards.
Hey, listen, I think, Mick, you've got a great chatbot, but
thank you.
Unfortunately, Jane's got more of a body for me. Thank you.
Oh, Jane. Yes. Oh, yes, Laurie. Hello, Laurie. I can, you know.
Okay. Can
it's
I
never too late to try new things.
Can
in
I
my
at least
book.
Watch Laurie?
Okay. I think this segment might almost be over. This
See
is
Laurie.
Kennedy Malloy.
I'll turn you, Laurie.
You're listening to Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Charlie Pickering coming up soon and Edmonds in the second hour. We do love our entertainment report and it seems that Lady Gaga has been up to no good.
The biggest thief in the history of music, Lady Gaga.
This is ridiculous.
Has been threatened with a multi-million dollar lawsuit, having been accused, and I have to say, wait a check please, fait accompli, having ripped off Shallow. Word for word, line for
no,
line.
No, you're actually incorrect.
Listen,
not word for word.
Well, not word
not
for word.
Line
okay,
for line.
Well, the
three notes.
These are the same. Out of everything I've ever heard, and we've been doing this for a long time,
mm-hmm.
I've never seen anything more lay down misère than this. Pay up now, Gaga. Because you've been ripping off a guy called Steve Ronson.
And who's he?
Well, he wrote a song 7 years ago.
Oh, yes.
7 years ago.
And can you believe where was that released? What album's that off?
SoundCloud.
SoundCloud is a thing.
You're not very
technical. The album's not called SoundCloud.
Yeah, but that's it. But it's a streaming device.
Yeah. How many followers does he have?
So you're trying to bamboozle me.
He's
with technology.
300 streams.
Yeah, which parlays exponentially into anywhere up to 300 million, depending on who's heard that.
I agree with how it sounds similar for three
let's
notes.
Have a listen. Let's
three
have a
notes
listen.
Only.
Hang on. Quiet.
All right.
Let's have a listen to Lady Gaga's. I put that in. Yeah. Parentheses, Lady Gaga's version of his song.
All right, this is Shallow with Bradley Cooper.
I'm falling. In all the good times I find myself.
Stop.
Longing. Okay.
Stop. Now, let's hear the far superior version, an original version of that song by Steve Ronson.
This is called Almost.
Can't you see?
Oh, hang on a minute.
Good.
Stop.
Okay.
They are split them. Can you? No, you can't. Hey, Dave, put them together.
All right.
Ready?
I'm
here they are, being played at exactly the same time.
Can't you see that I'm on
Stop. That second line, by the way, is two different parts of the one song. That's how you do it, Jane, if you wanted to go third above.
Interesting.
That is unbelievable.
I reckon he's got a case, Steve Ronson.
Who are you? What? Here we go.
Jane?
What was your band called? What was your band called?
Highly Strung.
Highly Strung. Here comes the lead singer of Highly Strung. It's about to refute. About to refute that those two songs are similar in any way. Go.
It's very easy. Because I'm a musical person. And only people with a proper understanding of melody.
Don't go the man, go the argument, please.
I will go the argument. That's three notes that are similar.
Oh, what? And the most important thing, like.
Three notes of the hook.
Like Beethoven's. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
There's only three notes, but I think we all know what they mean.
Sorry. But it's G, A, and B. Sorry.
I'll take your word for it.
Which it is.
Can I buy a vowel?
I mean, how many notes are there? Not many. Okay,
so argument,
I'm saying that
your
progression
is how
common.
Many how many notes are there?
Yeah.
Seven?
Yeah, seven? About that.
All right.
So what I'm saying is that the argument I'm imagining that Gaga will use is, in a progression of music going back centuries, that is a common progression. It's the only part of both songs that link.
Okay, so if it goes back centuries,
well, what about you go,
why haven't we heard
a deer, a female deer? So that can never be used in any other. Is that what you're
saying? Was that deliberately flat, or were you trying to make a point? What are you doing now? Can I say this? If it's so easy, why has it never happened before like
it's
that?
Just three
why
notes.
Have those two songs never
but
been
But it probably has.
In
There's probably a million other songs that have got that same lift.
If you could point me to one, I'd be.
All right.
I'll take your argument. But if you can't, I'd say. One happened, and then one happened like.
Well, it could be some like America might have a progression like that. Or.
Have you ever played cowbell? Have you ever played cowbell?
Well, who would? Why would anybody want to play cowbell?
Let's do it again.
This is Lady Gaga with Bradley Cooper. This is Shallow.
I'm falling.
Well, that's highly original.
In all the good times.
Okay, that's pretty different.
Okay, great. Let's go.
Ronson.
Can't you see?
It's just three notes. The same.
And
together. That's different.
It's still the same.
Can't you see that I'm on
Even the production's the same. With a bit of guitar.
If we would play Steve Ronson's entire song, it'll sound completely different. That's why it's a whole crop.
You can't sue somebody over a hook.
You can't.
I think you can.
Over three notes. Three notes.
Yep.
Wow. Then life's tough. Why would you be a musician?
Well, why don't you speak to Steve Ronson about that?
All right. See
how he feels.
Honestly?
He's slugging away on SoundCloud. He's only had 300 hits. And all of a sudden,
I'm saying
Lady
it's
Gaga
a coincidence.
Swoops in,
it happens
steals
all the
his
time.
Good idea.
It happens all the time in music that there is that is a coincidental.
Very coincidental.
It is.
Is it?
It is a coincidental progression of notes.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought so.
Well, Well, let's see what the callers
think. I would have thought so, Your Honour.
Stand by to have Down Under, a Kookaburra, you know, the Down Under.
Oh, I meant work, Down
and
Under.
And were they the same or not?
Kookaburra sits in a gum tree. Mm. They lost that case, which was outrageous at the time, I thought. Okay. Outrageous. Steve, we've got you on the line.
You Steve? Just read the screen, didn't you? Because I was going to go with Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree.
Well, there you go, Steve. I was thinking of that, but that was a longer progression. That was like a whole chorus almost that it was.
Well, there was no doubt about it. That was a rip-off.
Well, it was supposed to be because it was indicative of Australian songs because it was part of Australian culture, which the whole song was about.
Easy, Tiger.
Down Under.
Okay, thanks.
You can win an argument without shouting.
Thank you, Steve.
You know what you got to do? Just address the central facts of the issue.
Right. I am. Let's go to Ron. Hello, Ron.
Oh, hi, Jane. Hi, Mick. How you going?
I'm good, Ron. What's happening?
Okay, Mick, just stay out of the argument. You've got no music credibility at all.
He can play cowbell.
Yeah, well, that's it. And not
he
even
can't play
time.
Cowbell.
Not even in time. You know?
Correct. He doesn't play it in time. You're right, Ron.
What do you want to hear? Do you want to hear some Stones? Do you want to hear some...
But you do, I mean, cowbell involves no notes.
You don't know anything about
Ron,
cowbell.
Ron, Jane, you don't even realise that Mick is a recording artist. I mean, he did this. And did
you
ever know
that you're my hero? So you couldn't prove that was the same set of notes.
Exactly.
Jane just lost an argument.
Okay.
The same notes go round and round. Trust
this
me.
This is Kennedy Malloy. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. You can keep in touch with the show. You missed any of the shows and you just need your fix 24/7? There's always the podcast you can grab. Keep in touch with all the socials. We're on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter as well, at Kennedy Malloy. Charlie Pickering is a friend of the show and he was recently in his second home, which is New York City.
How are you? Where have you been? It's been a while since
you've been.
Have you been overseas?
I have actually got a tan.
That is bizarre. I don't think I've ever seen you with a tan. Yeah. I don't think of you as someone who goes and sunbakes.
Backhanded compliment. Yeah, there it is. That's a classic.
I have skin.
I don't think of you as someone who tanned and good-looking and Mediterranean and Ricardo Montalban.
No, that's not true because often
a pasty little white guy is what you just said.
What I'm saying is there's a lot of men who are a bit vain who go out and seek the sun all the time. I'm saying you look naturally sun-kissed.
Damage done.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to react to this. I don't know where to go with that. What I'll say is I do have a tan because I got burnt about 8 weeks ago and it's finally kind of bedded into
a tan. Matured.
Burnt? So, yeah, who gets burnt these days?
Me with my pale blue skin.
Where were you?
I was in Greece.
Okay.
And then I was in New York.
You're on a big boat in Mykonos, weren't you?
No, I was definitely not.
You're hobnobbing with billionaires.
Wow.
No, what were you doing?
Just staying with some family on a little island.
No, not buying it.
Really?
No. Oh. What were you up to? You.
You think Charlie's off on a big James Packers boat, do you think?
You were on the boat with an oligarch. You were with Russian oligarchs in Mykonos with supermodels.
No, I don't think that sounds like Charlie.
No, it's not me at all. Like, I worked for the Murdochs for a short period of time and I rubbed them up the wrong way.
Oh,
I don't get asked back to oligarch stuff. I just don't.
Did you watch The Loudest Voice?
No, I haven't watched it yet. Oh, okay. I think I heard you guys talking about it.
The Murdochs have come out very well, let me just say.
Really? Yes. Well, give it time.
I was never in danger. So you've been away.
Yes.
So you've been to Greece and where else?
And New York. I was in New York for about 6 weeks.
Did you take a bite out of that big apple?
Mm. Yeah, a small one.
What
small
do you do on a day-to-day? What's something that you've done that you think a lot of people would never have done in New York?
That's a really good question. I walked in Central Park every day.
Wow. Well, see, that's a great thing.
I did that every day.
People underestimate it. Yeah. People underestimate how good Central Park is.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. It really is.
How good can it be? It's a park.
But once you walk through it, trees, then what do you grass. Do?
No, well, you it's get grass. To know... I know.
Grass is for cows.
Yeah. Okay, well, fine. I know the entirety... I know the entirety of the park. I could take you on a tour and you would discover
could
that. Why don't you do that?
Like, this is going to... I'd
start,
love to.
There's your starter.
We should do that as a promotion. Fly us to New York. I'll walk you in a park.
Sure.
Great content.
One lucky listener gets to walk in the park with Charlie Pickering.
But do you know what? I do go... This is going to sound so sus.
This is horse and cart ride. You did the horse and cart ride.
I have
ride.
Done that a number of times, but... I go bird watching in Central Park. It's actually one of the great places to go bird watching.
Take that back right now. Rewind.
Now, listen.
Take that back.
Do you shoot them?
No.
Well, what's the point?
I got a little pair of binoculars.
Charlie. Again, stop.
Hey, Charlie.
Rewind.
Charlie, do you have a book or something? Do you have to tick them off? Or
what are you doing?
What you're asking is, do I have a life list? And Yes, I do, Mick. Charlie. Yes, I do have a life list.
What sort of birds are you looking at, though?
In Central Park, you see.
When the red robin comes, bop,
Jane,
bop,
Jane's not taking this seriously. What's the best bird you've discovered in
a penguin? I think it's called a sooky owl or a sooky owl, and it's a tiny little owl this big, and I've seen one of them nesting in a tree.
Did you shoot
at night time or daytime?
Just stop it.
Are you stalking people in Central Park?
No.
What hours are you there?
It's a man with binoculars and an erection walking around a pond.
What, let me listen.
There's a blue wren.
I just love a blue jay.
A pelican? Did you see a pelican there?
No, there's no pelican.
Hang on, sorry. Didn't realise you were the expert on the birds.
Canadian geese, blue jays, cardinals, robins. Like, there's a selection of
Canadian geese have come a long way. What are they doing there?
Not that far. From Canada to New York, it's not very far.
Oh, right. Well, no. I'll go get the globe out. Are we holidaying or are we working?
No,
or?
Working over there.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So, can you
Are we allowed
us
to talk about what areas? Kind of work?
Not really. I mean, I was doing some stand-up. I can talk about that.
Oh, yeah. What's that like? You go to New York clubs like
You're
Jerry Seinfeld.
Though.
Yes. And it goes exactly like Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah. No, it's actually like training at altitude from a stand-up comedy point of view.
It's really interesting.
Because, no one knows who the hell I am, I get no head start with the audience, and everywhere you've got most of the time at the most you've got 7 minutes, and so
it's a brutal regime over there.
And I went over there when I first went over there doing stand up. I'd have all these great stories that I had from the comedy festival, and I thought, oh yeah, seven minutes, I'll do my 7 bit, and the attention span is so short in New York. Turns out my 7 minute stories are 30 seconds of material.
Wow.
So never really got heckled.
Nah.
But it's worth just a silent death.
Do you do Australian based material, or do you try and make it generic, universal stuff you could do anywhere?
A bit of both. I do a lot of noticing things about America as an Australian.
Cool.
And one thing, this is not the joke, but one thing that delighted an American audience was me saying they've got the store Bed Bath and Beyond.
Yes.
And me just talking about that says something about the American optimism. That anything is possible, because in Australia the store is called Bed Bath and Table.
It's like something to shoot for.
There's something beyond.
Hey,
that.
Charlie, thanks for swinging by.
I'm Charlie in studio. Kennedy Malloy.
Listen up, Australia. While Mick and Jane have a well-earned break, we're heading back to the archives. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
We've got Dangerous Dave here. We've got Anne Edmonds coming up in just a moment. We love her. You know her from Have You Been Paying Attention? Very funny woman. But she hates public displays of affection. And her partner, Lloyd Langford, who was on the show just a couple of weeks back, he loves it. He tried to hold her hand in front of her in-laws, but she was not happy. Anne Edmonds is going to join us right after this on our Rostered Week Off. Kennedy Malloy. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy back live in studio on Monday, a week from today, to drive you home again. Crime Watch is coming up in a moment, but let's hear from Anne Edmonds. We love her, but seems she hates public displays of affection. PDA. Here's Anne Edmonds.
Now, you've hooked up with a toy boy, Lloyd. He's Welsh?
He's Welsh.
Has that always been on your radar?
A Welsh boyfriend? No, never.
Tick a box for you? Or?
Well, the accent's kind of nice.
It is an appealing accent, I have to say.
So you're madly in love, you were saying during the break. And how does it go? Are you open? Like, do you go skipping rocks together at the lake? Or
are you handholders?
Handholders in public?
I mean,
what do you do?
I like him. I don't want to talk around here.
Here we go. Let's be clear.
I like him. But I cannot. I had a very Catholic upbringing. I've obviously got some problems, some repression problems, and public displays of affection. I'm okay with them out and about just on our own, but in front of his parents.
Hey, well, yeah, sure.
And I'm not.
We didn't have sex
in front of them.
Hi, this is my girlfriend.
This is big stuff, Anne. If you're meeting his parents, was that in Wales? You met his parents?
Yeah, met his parents in Wales. And he's
what's the town
I've missed
they're
a couple
from?
Of meetings.
Has it got a funny name? Because
Port Talbot. It's got a steel mill. It's not great. Anyway, let's be honest. But
I thought it was going to be a bit more bucolic.
He's a lovely person and wants to hold my hand and stuff like that, which isn't that nice?
Good on you, Lloyd.
That's lovely.
Very nice.
Yeah, but in front of the parents, I just can't. do it. I can't.
Were you a bit Melania
so
Trump?
So what do you do? Slap it away, do
Yeah, I pretty much like push him away. So, yeah. And he's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I can't. And then we go out for a walk and he'd hold my hand and the parents would hold
each other's hand.
I'm like, I'm in an orgy. I can't go.
Man.
I don't know if it's, is that just me?
Well, yeah, look, I don't think it is. But I say my parents are swinging hand. Well, they're not swingers. They're my parents, pardon me. But they are hand holders from way back.
Really?
Yes. And
that's
My friends text me like, I saw your mum and dad at Aldi. Or I saw your mum and dad at the market holding hands. But I'm not a hand holder myself.
No, you're quite cold. Borderline frigid. What about this one? You know, when you see couples, and you don't see it that much, it's more of a Bogan thing. Put couples with their hand down the back of each other's jeans.
Oh, wrong. Yeah.
That's a
wrong.
Good look.
I'll tell you. As long as they're staggers jeans.
It is a bit cold at the moment. Maybe just in there getting a bit of heat.
Well, I'm glad that you're meeting parents.
Yes, I'm meeting
parents.
Is
there some reciprocation of family members for Lloyd to meet your family members?
Yes, he's met them. And he also tries to hold my hand in front of them. I'm like, no, this is a no-go.
Well, they'd be shocked.
Smack them on the nose with a rolled-up newspaper. Okay. Now, I have to ask, when you travel, did you travel on a relationship visa? Do you have a relationship visa? Because is this an issue?
Is he just after
a green card? Can you marry him and he's all of a sudden he's good as gold?
No. There's a huge process you've got to go through to get that in Australia. It's like takes 2 years.
Wow.
And you've basically got to keep showing the government that you're in a relationship.
What do you mean? What evidence?
Well, you've got to hold his hand.
Pretty much, but it's like nice letters and things like that. But I'm like old school love letters.
But I'll tell you what, this might be a key for a lovely relationship because nobody does that anymore.
You have to write love letters to stay
in the country
to get a visa.
But who
pretty much.
And what else? What else do they look for?
Well, they're looking for.
You should pash him. Take him to the meeting and pash him at the desk.
Yeah, they're looking for like joint. No, they're looking for like travel holidays, photos from your holidays together.
Nude shots.
Yeah. Like. But I'm of the opinion that if they want real relationship evidence,
yes.
that we should just start recording some fights. That's it. Like if you're actually in a relationship, like that's what you should, like that's what people need.
I'll tell you what, this has got reality show written all over it.
They should show you giving him the silent treatment for about an hour and a half.
Yeah, or
you guys
his
are good.
Hand away.
This is fascinating.
You know I like this.
I do too.
What show would you go on Hunger Strike for?
I need to catch up on Married at First Sight and see what's happening. I want it back.
Do you know, we met Jessica Pounce.
Did you?
Just say her boob nearly poked Mick's eye out.
Yeah. I was under siege. It was like a bear attack. I didn't move thinking it would go.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy back next week to drive you home again. Kennedy Molloy, it's the rostered week off. It's your old pal Dangerous Dave here. Now, Dougie the Pizza Guy, do you remember him? Of course you do. Oh, if you grew up in the 90s, you know who Dougie the Pizza Guy is. Well, he's made a comeback to the Pizza Hut ads and Mick thinks he, might have eaten too many pizzas.
You always liked a bad boy, didn't you?
That was
growing up was a bad boy. And there was none better than Dougie the Pizza Hut guy.
Delivery guy.
He was a delivery guy from the 90s. He was a TV star.
Actor Diamond Heidenreich.
That's right.
I don't think he'd say that on the radio. Damian Heidenreich. And now he got in a bit of strife along the way. We probably should get this right. But was he? Did he get in a fight at the Logies or something? Was there something happened there?
Was it an alleged drink driving?
Both just said we better get it right, and we haven't got it right. So let's not talk about it until we have the actual facts. All right.
Alleged. Yep.
Who am I working with?
He was a bad
boy. I said,
boy.
Don't mention any of these things unless we know what we're talking about.
I'm pretty sure he...
No, you're not pretty sure about anything.
It's the past. We've moved
anyway,
on.
Anyway, he was a bad boy.
Not anymore.
And he was taken off. Anyway, here's the good news, everybody. The new Pizza Hut ads are screening now. The doorbell rings.
It's ding dong.
But he's having pizza delivered to him. Let's have a listen.
G'day, mate.
Dougie.
Still hot?
Still hot, Dougie. Get Pizza Hut's red hot delivery today.
Pizza Hut. All right. Just for your information, go to the very last paragraph and don't read out loud, and that'll give you an idea of what happened.
Wow. Jeez.
Okay.
Right.
It's like Australia.
Don't. So that was
in the wars.
Dougie the Pizza Hut guy's making a return.
A colourful character.
Which is great. I'm very happy to see him.
Are you? How do you think he's holding up?
Why? Is that a joke? Oh,
come on. It looks like he's been ordering way too many of those pizzas for my liking.
He may have had a few.
Looks like he's getting
high
on his own supply.
I think he might have got a few too many ham and pineapples on the way.
He might want to back off on the pizzas, Dougie.
Yeah, put the capricciosa down.
Put the capricciosa down and walk away.
He's got the cap, but there's a few.
Are you still attracted to him? Do you still find him? Does he sexually grind your gears like he used to?
Jeez, that turned.
First of all, dark. I've got to be very, very frank here. He never grinded my gears ever.
You were attracted to him because he was kind of hot
wasn't.
And he bought you pizza. It was like dinner and show. You used to.
It is tempting. A man who brings you food. I must say that is very attractive. As is. I've had a few other crushes.
You have moved on. I know you love the Yui guy. So now you you love the Yui guy.
That's Matthew Moore. But I love
him. He's the
Yui
guy.
I know
you
him.
Don't give him a personality.
Don't give him. Yeah.
He's a Yui guy.
He's nice and charming. He's someone that, you know, would be a good dad.
Yeah. Is he sensible?
He's got a sensible haircut.
Well, no, but I don't
he's
like
he's got a sensible haircut and he's well groomed.
Dresses well. Yeah.
That's not my kind of man.
He presents himself. You are. You're old school.
I'm not.
You know who you are.
Oh, here we go.
You're an old school conservative.
Very careful. How are you about to paint me here?
Borderline tweed. You like a bit of tweed.
You love a cardigan.
Yeah, that's exactly what Dave Grohl looks like.
Dave Grohl, though, that's what you project. Oh. But I know what you like.
No, you don't.
What about...
You don't know what I like. I know what you like. Everything. There is nothing you don't.
That's really offensive. What about the iNet guy?
Oh, the iNet.
Oh, yeah, he's all right. But there is another guy.
From which road? The 70s, the 80s, or the 90s?
There is one that I really like.
I know. You're talking about this guy.
Yeah.
At Flight Centre, we'll beat any available price you find.
Oh, yeah.
The Flight Centre captain.
The Flight Centre captain. Although,
all you can think of is the Mile High Club with the Flight Centre captain.
No, there was a Silver Fox flight captain, then they've swapped him over for a bit of a young gun. The co-pilot's now doing the ads. I'm not happy.
The Nappy Sand guy?
He's all right. He's quite charming, the Nappy Sand guy. Where did you think of that one?
Nappy
That's
sand.
Funny, the Nappy
yeah, the
Sand
Nappy
guy.
The Nappy Sand guy.
What about you?
Well,
I mean,
you know what I like. Alan knows what I like. Alan.
Mickey, Jane and Double D.
Who does it for you?
There's three contenders. There's the girl from the Ford ads who was very, very cute, and she soon got overtaken with the Trivago girl.
Yeah, that's
and
easy
And then
enough.
She started playing with her fringe and stuff things up.
Oh, the fringe, it's ridiculous,
not happy with
isn't
the bangs.
It?
No. And now it's the girl from that Stella Artois ad where the boys fall over themselves.
I know exactly who you're talking
about.
Who?
What? Am I missing out on something?
Yes.
Who's the Stella Artois?
The ad, you should know this.
Yeah, she's. I give you that one.
Yeah,
what'd she do?
Well, she's just pretty hot looking, and there's two bartenders sort of vying for her attention. Yeah. But she looks like some upper self French model, doesn't she?
She
doesn't look very approachable, Alan.
Do you know what I'm thinking at the moment? I'm leaning towards the Amy girls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're so helpful.
They're perennial.
They're helpful. They're well groomed.
Yes.
And
they all look the same anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Head on a tilt.
Don't be like that.
They do all look the same.
Oh,
that's the whole point in casting them.
Why can't you support other women? Do you remember the one? Remember the girl for the? You remember the cougar ad? The cougar.
Yeah.
Her guy's going up to the bar. He's going 5-5. Yeah. He goes 5-5 beers. 5 beers. 5 beers. And then the girl with the big cans has got cougar on her stomach. And he goes, gets on the bar. He goes, 2 cougars. Thanks.
That's still brilliant.
She was good.
Great commercial.
I think that woman in that ad.
She was someone famous.
No,
wasn't she
ended up in a detention centre. I think.
Oh, right.
I think
I think they found out she maybe was here illegally. Oh. They put the cougar girl in a detention.
The cougar girl.
Which is probably where she hooked up with Dougie. Now listen, don't go saying Dougie's got a checkered past.
Don't read it out.
Colourful.
Oh, jeez. No.
Should we get more calls? Who do you love in TV commercials?
Who's tripping your trigger? Scott.
I think the Anne's Pants girl. It made me want to come back as an echidna.
Sick of Rex.
To name your bird.
Okay, now is this like 50 years old, this ad? I have a vague
about
memory.
About 80s, I reckon. Yeah.
It was in the 80s.
Yeah. She married a really rich guy, who an investment hedge fund banker who they lived in Austria or something like that. So
did
she,
he have an echidna? Graham, who's the...
Who do you like?
Who do you like, Graham?
It used to be the Trivago girl till they changed the fringe, but now it's the girl in the Quicksorb headache tablet ad where that's the blue swimsuit. She's got the best ass without satisfaction.
I agree.
Hang on, Graham.
She's got a good little...
Thank you, Jane.
What are we talking about?
It's an ad, and she proves that her headache's gone. She dives into a swimming pool And she's got a little hottie one-piece costume on, and it's just up the crack of her bum a bit, and she's got a good little tush.
Oh, yeah, you got it. You got it, Jane.
I got it, baby. Don't worry.
Give you a bit of bonnet bulge here. Now, what was the ad, Graham?
Nurofen.
Nurofen Quicksorb.
I'm writing this down.
Well, because I'm obsessed with any headache tablet advertisement because I take them all.
And she'd have
I just eat them for breakfast, lunch, and
dinner. And she'd have no excuse for not having sex with you because she doesn't have a headache.
That's
she can't go, not tonight, I've got a headache. Hey, hey, have another Quicksorb, babe.
Exactly.
Hold on, everybody.
This is Kennedy Molloy. Kennedy Molloy's rostered week off. Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy back next Monday in studio live to drive you home. Digging into the archives, it's time for a Kennedy Molloy Crime Watch.
I need to report a crime.
Kennedy Molloy's Crime Report.
I want to start in Mexico. One of the great hubs of crime, international crime, crime rings, gangs. It's all happening. It's a dog-eat-dog over there, let me tell you. Gruesome battles. The latest is linked to control of the avocado trade.
Wow.
Who knew?
Well,
19 dead bodies found displayed in a Mexican city, what appears to be a scare tactic by a local cartel, hanging bodies from a bridge, the old Mexican necktie, they call it.
Avocados.
Here's how it's being reported.
The gruesome mass murder by a cartel was part of a turf war for drugs, but also the country's green gold, avocados. Authorities say the killings appeared to have been done by members of the Jalisco New Generation cartel. Mexico produces over half of the world's avocados, and with global demand increasing, cartels are also fighting over producing and distributing the fruit. Insider reports that CGNG participates in avocado trafficking, where the industry is worth $1.5 billion alone in Michoacán.
That's a lot of smashed avocados.
Yeah.
Now, why are they going for such a big price? Because this is their value, the street value of an avocado.
Well, there's no Mexican food without the avocado. No. It's in everything.
Holy guacamole.
Correct.
Mate, don't even say that.
Careful.
That's the name of a Mexican gang. Holy guacamole. If you get a guacamole...
That doesn't sound very scary.
You see anyone with a guacamole... Don't you... You know what you'd be? You'd be a good avocado mule. An avocado mule.
I've told you, you don't want to know how women traffic drugs, transport them. I'll have you know.
Imagine
that is a bad image.
Imagine you seeing that where we've got people muling avocados through customs.
It's amazing.
Swallowing an avocado.
Imagine a in a condom. Yeah. What about a Scarface style movie, but him sitting at a table just on the big pile of avocados
in a bag.
That is really scary.
A sniffer dog that can actually sniff out an avocado.
Yeah.
From a...
You know you got to pay
this
extra.
Is the price of avocados. Yeah. This is for every time... Listen, you...
Do you know what? Because they're hard to grow.
You're stuck up...
Are they?
They are hard to grow.
In a city, twerps, in the leafy suburbs like yours.
Yes.
Where next time you're sitting there having your $17 smashed avo and toast, think about what you're doing to contribute.
You're probably
to
right.
This
that is a ridiculous argument.
It is. This is what's going on.
Because what are you saying? Don't buy an avocado.
Correct. It's the
you're trying to shut down the Australian avocado industry.
I'm
is that what you're saying?
Avocados are associated with
this ridiculous
kind
argument.
Of violent crime. Oh, you know what, Jane? If it was strawberries, you'd be taking that off that smile off your face.
You can't say don't eat avocados because in Mexico. It's clearly
the gangs are if you
over there and not here.
If you
don't you break down the Australian avocado industry.
If you eat
industry.
Avocado, you may as well stab a
then
Mexican
what happens,
in the chest.
Well, what do you do then? You just don't have nobody eats avocados and they stockpile them. They'll kill everybody anyway.
Eat a rock melon. Have a rock melon. Now what's I put it to you that
don't
there
put it to me.
There are plenty of
don't
other
want to hear it.
Options in the fruit bowl that don't get innocent people killed. The avocado is off tap. Just get used to it. There is no room on the breakfast table for an avocado.
I think that annoys me.
What about Taco Tuesday?
You go to a local
Tuesday,
burrito bar.
You can have one of those in a Mexican jail. If that's what you feel like.
But I don't understand. Are you saying we're not allowed to have avocados anymore?
I'm saying
there's a cartel war in Mexico.
There's one luxury item that you have to forgo, and it's an avocado, Toots. Yeah. I feel
like I'm on Sky News.
You can still have your giant strawberry.
Paul Murray calls people things like, come on, Dahl. Hello, love. Nice to see you. He speaks like that too.
I mean,
Rita Panahi.
The great avocado war.
You know, you go to a burrito bar, you've got to pay extra for guac. Like, you pay more. So
you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to protest that.
Yeah. Like, why should
but there's
pay not,
I don't understand your argument.
Guac. Yeah. No guac.
What are you? Who are you saving? What about all the avocado workers?
I'm saving lives and hundreds of lives. Oh, your workers, is that what you call them? You know what they are? At the end of every day, they're probably killed and put into a big pit, so no one knows where they got the avocados from.
We're not importing our avocados from Mexico, mate.
Aren't we?
No, we're not. We're getting them from Australia.
And who do you think's running the big avocado rings in Australia? Who do you honestly...
Careful who you're disparaging.
Who do you think?
Well, that's... Don't you be very careful.
Do you know what you're going to have?
I support the avocado industry.
You're going to have a kumquat. That's it. It's all I'll allow.
I'll kumquat you.
Just think before you selfish little inner city kids have your $17 smashed avocados.
I've sat with you and you've chowed down on avocado on toast and you go, excuse me, can I have some lime? You put lime on it and
mean?
Salt.
What are you talking about?
I used to run avocados into this country. I used to run them.
I'm so bored with this conversation. It's doing my head in. Can we finish?
We're done then. Kennedy Malloy. Well, that's it for the show today. Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off, day one done. Back next Monday live in studio to drive you home. Although, we're back tomorrow with more goodness for you as we dig into the archives. Tom Gleeson will be on the show. We've got Ben Folds as well. Big, big Tuesday. We'll speak to you then. Enjoy your Monday. Bye now.